start with the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 20th of Cheshvan, 22nd of November. Rabbi Shmuel Kaufman Shlita, the Saint Tal Amotor. This week's Torah Way is sponsored anonymously in honor of an upcoming Sukkah.
This week
we've got
Saint Tal Amotor. I know that it's coming up soon. Before, I want to say a small remark on the parasha. There's something coming next to him. He asked me Kasha, it's a famous Kasha. It says, the possibly brings down that Yitzchak and Rivka, they both daven for the childless, and the daven for the children. It says, Vayaseh Eloi Hashem. Vayaseh Eloi, so Rashi says, what shall Vayaseh Eloi? Rashi says, Loi v'loi lo, the Shporcha answered, Yitzchak and not Rivka, why are they in a daven tefillas tzaddik ben tzaddik, the tefillas tzaddik ben Rasha? It's much more choshev, a tefillah tzaddik b'tzaddik, more than tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. See, that's the kasha. Rashi just before that brought down, and the pasuk of Baskel Suim, Yipadon Arom Achois Lovon, that Rivka would have a gewaldige meile. It says that, even though she was Bas Rasha, the Achois Rasha, Mekoyim An Sheresha, V'loi Lomdu M'maseh. And we know it says, V'mokum Shabbat Tshuva Yivdim, Ein Tzaddik Gemur Yivdim. Why, what suddenly when it comes to the Shaila Tefillah, where Yosef Lo Yashem, no, the Tefillah of the Tzaddik, Yom Tzaddik, the Tefillah of the Tzaddik is better than the Tefillah of the Tzaddik Roshan. The Chur of the Tzaddik in Roshan called Meredith Kamayla, he's like, he grew up in such a place and he didn't learn from them. The Kasha, I think, there's many truths on this Kasha. I want to say, Yisod in Tefillah. You find very often by the Tzaddikim, where they didn't daven with the Ophrah and Schusim. Rashi brings down in Parshas V'eschanan, V'eschanan al Hashem, V'eschanan z'lo shumat neschinu. Tzadikim, afal pi sheyesh lehem maisim tovim, einam elam mevakshim mat neschinu. They don't want to use the Yitzchusim. It's not the derech in Tfilah, we'll see why later. They don't want to use the maisim tovim for Tfilah, they want to ask for the Baruch Shem Asim mat neschinu. You see, by Rav Avinu said that before he davened, he says, off of Eifer, he's come to say, I've got nothing, I've got no tzchusim. Anoichi off of Eifer, then he started davening. Yaakov Avinu said, Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes. And then afterwards he started asking, Va'ata marta heitav eitav imoch. You see that the Mahalach of Tefillah by then, they were saying, I've got no tzchusim. I've got no rights to daven, but still answer me, Yadish Baruch Hu. The famous word from the Gaon, he says, in Nishmas we say, Adheina azarunu rachamecho v'lo azavunu chasadecho. He says the title is Adheina azarunu. The person until now Shmuel has helped us, and if we understand, it's rachmim. It's not bedin. It's only rachmim. V'lo azavunu, he hasn't left us. It's chasadecho. Then if somebody feels like that, then he's got rights to daven to change Hashem alakeinu. So you see, be'etzem you saw in tefillah be'etzem how much a person feels. He's got less chusim. The less chusim he's got, that is the derech how to start off with tefillah. So if that's ever, it's very geshmak over here. Avada, Rivka would not know shaila about the chusim of Rivka. Rivka's chusim were moedig. She was godla bas rosha, achois rosha, and godla b'mogav shem. She was etzedek. She had gevaldige chusim. That's nobody's gonna argue. But when it comes to tefillah, the derech of tefillah of tzaddikim, they don't daven with chusim. They don't daven with their own chusim. They daven as a tefillah to the Bernstein because they even though they haven't got chusim, at kama person's daven without chusim, avada, then the best thing is to do. Oh, so you go to chusovas, and the chusovas avada is better. Yitzchak ben Avram, that mile of chusovas is much stronger by Avram than it was by Rivka. The same idea also. The
tzaddik tefillah is gehört more than rosh and not nonsense.
That's what it says. Yeah, the tefillah it's got chusovas.
Why you go to a Rebbe?
The Rebbe and the Kivat Tzaddikim, that's the only thing give Kivat Tzaddikim also. You go to the care of the Tzaddik, you have the Tzaddik, that things should happen. And I think the Pshat, what's Pshat in that? Why suddenly when it comes to Tefillah, you don't have this Chusim? I heard once from one Talmid of Rav Putna, he said, B'shem the Maharal, the reason why I put the Chiyu Tefillah is a person should get to, when he dams to the Bersha gives him something, he should thank, Kinesh should come to thank. It says on the Pasuk of the Odom Ayin Boris, Lavides Adomo, he said, the Maral says there, the Tachlis of Tefillah is a person who should come to thank the Rebbe for whatever he gives him. He dams to the Bersha, which gives him, he should thank. If the Tachlis of Tefillah is Kinesh to come to thank, the more a person feels it's not in his own rights, the more he'll thank. So I think that's mamish. It's a gewaldige yisrael. I think shehi and tefillah. But tefillah is not. The way of davening really is not to daven be schus something. The way of davening is to daven. I've got no rights. I've got no schusim. Now filach the rebbeinu shem. We daven to the rebbeinu shem. I'll start because we're going to go thank him later. I think that's a message which you can take out from the in the tefillah tzaddik inside the tefillah ben rosha. To speak about Indian, which is the same Talamata, which is Betzim, here it's not yet Nagea, but Yetz Hashem, the Shaila hope won't be Nagea, but it's a Shaila which is quite a common Shaila. We start off like this. Now, Halacha is if a person forgets to daven a tefillah, any tefillah, now Halacha is if he forgets to daven Mincha, he has to daven Maariv twice. That's tefillah's Tashlumin. There's Halacha, but if you don't daven Mincha and you forgot, if you're honest and you forgot, then Halacha is that you can daven Maariv twice. Now, what happens if it was Rosh Chodesh, or Mincha on Erev Shabbos? So if he forgot to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos at Tfilah Shechoyin, and he remembered on Friday night that he hasn't daven, so he davens twice of Shabbos, it doesn't matter be'etzim. Even though it's a different Tfilah, as Tfilah Tashlumin, you can be mashlim with a different Tfilah, even though it might be a different Tfilah. That's the Gemara. Now, so Tosfos has got a Shaila, what will happen?
Rosh Chodesh on Friday.
Oh. Not Rosh Chodesh, Tafka on Friday. The second day Rosh Chodesh, the Talamot is Friday. We'll see in a minute. Second day Rosh Chodesh, Mincha, he forgot to say Yalla V'Yavoy. And then he gets to the night and he remembers, he forgot to daven Mincha, he hasn't said Yalla V'Yavoy. So he has to daven again. And he can't daven again, so he has Tfilas Tashlumin. Is there a din of Tfilas Tashlumin the night after Rosh Chodesh? What's the Shaila? Shem Sadech, he hasn't been yet to the Tfilah, he can daven another Tfilah, even though he has. But Tosa says a Svara, no. Since the whole Tachlis of to daven over again is to get his Yalav Yavoy, and when he's going to daven by nights after Rosh Chodesh, it's not going to be Yalav Yavoy anymore. So there's no point in davening again a second time. That is Shitas Tosa's. Shitas Tosa says if a person forgets Yalav Yavoy on the second day of Rosh Chodesh and remembers by night, since in the Tfilas Tashlumin he's not going to gain a Yalav Yavoy, there's no point in doing Tfilas Tashlumin. However, the Rosh brings down B'Shem the Chachmei Provinza, he's Chodek on that. No, but since Lemaisa, a person who doesn't say Yalav Yavoy Rosh Chodesh Mincha, he's not Yotza. Since he's not Yotza, therefore it comes out when his Kili hasn't davened at all. Because he hasn't davened at all, Abadi can daven the night, even though he's not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. It's like somebody forgets Tfilah on Friday, and he's going to daven Shabbos, even though it's a different Tfilah, the Shabbat Tfilah is Tashlumin. So also, the Tfilah from Yalav Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh, since he's not Yotze the Tfilah, at Kam he's not Yotze the Tfilah, the halacha is that he'll daven the night, even though he won't say the thing that he's missed, the Yalav Yavoy, it doesn't matter, because he's got a Chiyuv Tashlumin of the Tfilah that he wasn't Yotze the Tfilah. That's Ad Kan, it's the Gemara, and then Achlekes, Tosfos, and the Rosh, the Gabi Yalav Yavoy. Now, the Shaila is, mentioned it sort of, what would be the halach if somebody on Friday afternoon, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he forgot to say the same Talamotah. He's up to finish davening, and Friday night he says, oh wait, I didn't say the same Talamotah Mincha. What happens? Does he have to go over again? On Friday night, Kiyodua, we don't mention the Saint Talamot. There's no Boruch Aleinu, there's no Bakoshes of the Saint Talamot on Friday night. Is there a point in saying to the Betzmiz who got Chiyub Tfilas Tashlumin? Mitzad Sheini, the Tashlumin is only he's not going to gain the Talamot that he's missing. So maybe there's no point. So Pash, as we would learn, it's turned on the Machlekes, the Tais of the Rosh, and then the Tais Rosh and the Chachme Provincer. According to the Rosh, that if you're not going to gain the thing you missed by the night, then the Chayyim won't be able to say it, because you missed the same Talamot, and you're not going to gain it Friday night davening, so there's no point in the Tfilas Tashlumin. That's the Chulat Mashing. According to the Rosh, if you're missing the whole Tfilah, you haven't got the davening, so you can daven Friday night, even though you're not going to say the same Talamot, you're going to gain the Tfilas Tashlumin. That is the Pashtus. And the Maaseh Halacha is, it's a Safek in Halacha. So the Safek Halacha is what we do every time the Safek Halacha Legaba Shmon Esra. What do? A person can make it tonight that if he's Mechoyev, it should be a Tfilis Choyva. If he's not Mechoyev, it's Tfilis Nedova. But Kiyadua, that's only the rest of the week, it's Shaykh to do it tonight. Shabbos, Friday night, there's no Tfilis Nedova. Shabbos is not as man of Karbonis Nedova, so there's no Tfilis Nedova. So is it that Eitz of Kabbalah of tonight he hasn't got? So the Chayyim should come out, but it's a Suffolk. According to Tosis, he won't be able to mention, since he's not going to see B'Seed Talamot on Friday night, there's no point doing the Tashlumin. According to Tosis, the Rosh, the Chachma Provinza, they say that some of you who's missed the Chelik of the Tefillah can damp his Kilu, he hasn't damped at all. Therefore, by the night, he can say over the Tefillah of Shabbos twice. However, there's a vote from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Briska. Now they say Reb Chaim Stamen means Reb Chaim Kanievsky or something like that, but there's a vote long before that. For Reb Chaim Briska, he said like this. He says, no, there's a big chilek between Yale B'Yavi Masin Talamoto. Yale B'Yavi Be'etzem is not a chilek of the Tefillah. So if has a person or a Shchodesh, Yontem, he has to mention Yale B'Yavi, it's a din Haskara. It's not, it doesn't become part of the Nusach HaTefillah. So since it doesn't come part of the Nusach HaTefillah, when a person is a davened and he hasn't said Yale B'Yavi, he's not missing the whole Tefillah. He's missing the Yale B'Yavi Shabbat. Therefore, that's why Tosfos holds in such a case that if you've missed it on your second day of Chodesh and he remembers by night, there's no point. So the Tefillah, it's better than that, is Loshna Tosfos. The Tefillah he's davened, and Novos, he's missing the Yale B'Yavi. The Mal Yavi's not going to gain when he davens later. As Sir Reb Chaim says, however, that's all the Gan was saying, the Yale B'Yavi. Yale was only Azkara. The same Talamoto, Reb Chaim wants to say, is not an Azkara. Saint Talamoto is a chilek of the Nusach HaTefillah. It's part of the bracha. In the winter we say, Baruch Aleinu, if we say Talamoto, Saint Talamoto is part of the Nusach HaTefillah. If a person misses out a chilek of the Nusach HaTefillah, it's clearly he hasn't said that bracha at all. If he's missing the bracha, Avad, even according to Tosfos, the halacha is that you can say Tefillah Tashlumin afterwards by night on Shabbos, even though you're not going to mention Saint Talamoto.
If he forgot Shacharis on the Shchodesh, he forgot Yalav Yorai, he won't be able to be Mashdim and Mincha.
Why
it's
not?
Only Yosofa, Askora, he was Yotzei Shacharis.
Yeah, but in the Yulamaisa, the halacha is you have to say it over again, Kedei to say that as well.
He said the whole Shmoneh Esrei again, although you were Yotzei.
Although you have it, that's what comes out.
It's called
the Shmoneh Esrei, but you have the Maisa Kedei to mention Yalav Yorai, you have to say it over again. Not a person forgets the Yalav Yorai, he has to have it again.
If you
forget
Shabbos Shacharis, can you say
Musa
twice or do you have
to have Milcha twice? I think you have to have Milcha twice. I don't think Musa goes into... As far as I remember, I'm not sure now, but I think it's...
Yalav Yorai Musa. Although you mentioned...
Oh, even without that, I think even Stamos, if a person forgets Shacharis on Shabbos, I think the Tashlum is not in Musa, it's in Milcha.
If there's only a score and you forgot, so let my mincha just say the Yalav Yorai itself.
Well, am I afterwards?
Well, after davening, you say Yalav Yorai.
The halach is if a person forgets the Yalav Yorai, he has to say the whole tefillah to get the Yalav Yorai.
You said it's only a score, nothing to do with
the Shmoneh Esrei. The time to mention it, to say that score, is in Shmoneh Esrei. And he has to kadei, kishu, he's called back. He has to say new shmur, that loch is dicha. Somebody forgets the Yalav Yorai, he has to daven again. Why? Because even though he's got the tefillah, he's got the tefillah without Azkara. And
if he forgot mincha, to say Yalav Yorai, Rosh Chodesh, and then in night, Marek is no Rosh Chodesh. So, is he saying again the Shmoneh Esrei?
No, that's what Tosfos says, that's what Kabbalah says. Tosfos says, you don't say it again.
What you just said,
yeah, no, he's got the tefillah, but to get the Yalav Yorai Shaboy, he has to say over again the tefillah.
Yeah, but in night there's no Yalav Yorai.
Exactly, so there's no point in saying the tefillah again. What's he going to gain by saying the tefillah again? The tefillah he's got, and the tefillah with Azkar he's not going to get.
So
there's no point in going over again. That was Reb Chaim's thought. But however, he says that's all by Yalav Yorai. The same Talamot is different. Same Talamot is a chelik of the Nusach HaTefillah. And Kami says it's a chelik of the Nusach HaTefillah. If a person misses the same Talamot, Avada Bein Lefi, Tosfos Bein Lefi, the Rosh, it's clear he hasn't davened at all. And if he hasn't davened at all, Avada, if he remembers by night, Friday night, then he can say he can daven Ma'ir twice, even though he won't mention the same Talamot. I want to just bring a few Makoyos, which doesn't look like that, which looks clear that the same Talamot is exactly the same as I'm just not saying this, it's kashas, maybe there's terutzim on them, but I'll just say this, the few nukudas. The halacha is that everyone knows, if somebody forgets the same Talamota, and he remembers before he gets to Shema Koleinu, he says in Shema Koleinu, that's Sigmara says that the Shema Koleinu is the time to do to be mashed thing. So now the Bi'al Lacha brings down a Shaila. What happens if somebody forgets something of the Ikar Brocha? Not any other Brocha, other Brochas. Tekav Shefa, he forgets to say Kibbutz Golias, or Slach Lanu, he forgets to ask then the Kichatan. Is it possible to be mashing these things in Shema Koleinu or not? So he starts off, Bi'al Lacha starts off, that maybe yes, it's possible that yes. So, and then the end he brings down from a Prima Godim, they're not, no. So the Prima Godim wants to say a Chilek, it's dafka by the same Talamoto, the Eine Nusach Kavua Tovid, Lachach Tiknu B'Takona. However, if Shino is Nusach HaKavua, it depends, if it's something which is the Ika Tfila, and the Ika Nusach HaTfila, and he forgot it, then he can't put it right in Shema Koleinu. Dafka of Saint Talamoto, which is not the Ikka Nusach Kavua of the Tefillah, that's something which is you can put right in Shema Koleinu. The Churit, what it looks like from this Prima Godim, it looks like you say there's a chilek between the Saint Talamoto and something which is the Ikka Nusach Tefillah. Something which is Ikka Nusach Tefillah, you haven't got that, you're missing the Tefillah, you can't put it right in Shema Koleinu. However, the Saint Talamoto is not the Ikka Nusach Tefillah, that is Lechur, since it's not that's something which you can put right when you get to Shema Koleinu. That's what the Prima Godim says. Is lecheret, it looks like, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wanted to say the same Talamoto is a chelik of Nusach HaTfilah like every other Nusach HaTfilah. So why is it that the same Talamoto you can put right in Shema Koleinu and anything else which is part of the Ikar Brocha, you can't put right? Lecheret, according to Reb Chaim, it's both the same thing. That's a horror. It could be maybe it's mechal like this. Prima Godim might mean that. If it's something a nusach kavua, which you know, not people shouldn't normally forget it, they never made a takana to put it right Shema Koleinu. However, the same Talamoto, even though it might be a chelik of the nusach tefillah, might be part of the tefillah, but since it's something which people are liable to forget, happens these things, so the Chazal made a special allowance, a takana for people who forget that they should have put it right Shema Koleinu. It could be. It's not 100% right, but it looks.
Why not Mashmarach?
Imash is not a bakosh. It's in the.
Oh, he said something that people like to forget.
Oh yeah, no, but to put it right in Shema Koleinu, you can't do that.
I know you can't. But
yeah. No, it's for a different reason.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
Shema Koleinu is part of the chelik of Shema Bakosh. That's in Talmud. Part of the bakoshes. That's one thing. Now another also there's another halacha. It's brought down in halacha that what happens if. If somebody forgets Mashiv Ruach, and he got in his holding, he said, "B'nemon atol achis mesim, Baruch Ata Hashem mechayah mesim," and he hasn't started at the Kodesh yet. The loch is he can say it there and then. He can say Mashiv Ruach Mor Dageshem Atol Kodesh Shimcha Kodesh. That's the loch that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That
do you know the origin of Saint Talamoto? How long did it go back? Always say Saint Talamoto.
Yeah, it was in the Gemara's time. Yeah. The Mishnah in Mazkirin, Gurus Shom B'Shoel, and it's called Haskara and Shaila. That was in the Mishnah's times. Haskara means Mashal Ruach. That's in
when they
and Shaila means Masein Brocha Saint Talamoto.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. It's
solid.
Right, so now there's a. Oh, so now the halacha is that what happens in the Maisa, if somebody forgot the same Talamoto, and he says, and he finishes off, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hashonim, and he stops, and then, you remember, before he starts, Tekav Shef, he remembers having said the same Talamoto. So the Mishabur brings down in Sim Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Tesvov, Ayn B'mogan Avram, Mushari Tshuva, you can say it there, you can say after the Chasima, you finish already, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hashonim, you can say there, the same Talamoto, Livrocha. It's an idn right there, but he says, the Bialocha, I think, passes the Halacha Lemaisa, it's better to do it Shema Koleinu, but Lemaisa, that is the Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, he says, the same way as Mashiv Ruach, you can say after, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayam Esim. The same way you can say the same Talamata after Mavorach Hashanah before it starts the Kavah Shofar. To say, I understand that after, if it's a chelik of Nusach HaBrocha, we don't find any brachas that the Nusach HaBrocha you can say after the Chasimah. Every bracha starts off with a beginning and an end, and then and a Nusach HaMatmeh HaBrocha in between, in the middle. How is it, if Bishop is Kama Azkara, you can say, you can understand that the like HaYalavav is Azkara, something which you can say after the Chasimah, because man, I'm still holding within that brocha. I haven't started the next brocha. If it's a chilek of the nusach brocha, it's mamash a chilek of the matveh brocha, it's not something which you can do after the chasima. Nusach brocha is something which goes inside the brocha. It's part of the guf brocha. If you see over here, the same talamoto is like mashav ruach, which you can say after the chasima. The chur is also another, the chur is shtikla smach, to say that the same talamoto is not part of the Nusach HaBracha, it's more of something on its own, it's an Azkar, which is something you can do, that's why you can do it after the Chasima. There have been two other rayas also, the Lake Reb Chaim, like this. There's another Gemara that said, in Daf Chok, we got the same Talamoto. What happens if somebody forgets the same Talamoto? Not very appropriate to say always forgetting. I mean, people hope maybe it's Hashem, nobody should have these problems, you know, shouldn't be forgetting the same Talamoto, but the nice it happens every so often. So that, the Gemara also knew that happens these things, so he speaks about what happens. He forgot the same Talamoto and he didn't say in Shema Kaleinu. The halach is the state that the Gemara says that you can be yotze from the Shlech Tzibu. Be'etzem, I can be yotze from the Shlech Tzibu. Yeah, that's Chazor Sashatz, his bets really is coming to be Moitzi. So if a person forgets the same Talamot and he only remembers that, he can really, but it's not easy because you have to be Mechavan every word, you have to concentrate on every word that the Chazan is saying for that. It's not so posh, I don't think. So Tosfos says that this. He says, even though we paskin that the Shlech Tzibur can only be Moitzi somebody who's an Einavoki, yeah, that somebody we don't mice, even though Shlech Tzibur is Moitzi, but the halacha is, Rabbi Gamliel said that a Shlech Tzibur can only be Yotzer with Chazal Sashatz. So somebody who's not a Boki, somebody who knows how to daven, has to daven on his own. I said, since this over here is different. So Abel Tor, since he made the only mistake, he's daven Be'etzem, he just made the toast, then, and he's already daven, therefore it's not called Ke'ilu Lo Yispala, therefore he can be Yotzer Shlech Tzibur. The whole thing that you can only be Moitzi, in the chilek between Boki and Ein Boki, a person who hasn't daven, then Allah is the Shlech Tzibur can be Moitzi somebody who's a Boki, not somebody who's a Boki. However, if he's ready daven, he's just missing. He takes to him over here, Yalav Yovai, just missed the Yalav Yovai. Therefore, he can say that he can be Yotze from the Shlech Tzibur because the Maisi, we look at it as he's daven, he's just missed something. And come, he's only missed something, then he can be Yotze from the Shlech Tzibur. So Tosfos goes weiter, but Rab Ram Posak. Dafka shochach lahaske shirosh chodesh. When can you be yotz from the shlech tzibur? Dafka if you forgot rosh chodesh yalev yovel. Aber shochach brocha shleima machzir noisa. If you forgot a whole brocha, you missed out. Then ain't yotz from the shlech tzibur. That's like somebody who hasn't done. You can only be yotz only in a boki, not a boki. So Tosfos, you see, it says mechalek. If it's yalev yovel, which is only a Tosefis of the Tefillah, that you can say that you can be Yotza, from the Shlech Tzibur. However, if you've forgot a whole Brocha, that's like somebody who hasn't done, and somebody hasn't done, you can't be Yotza from the Shlech Tzibur. Now, the Gemara says this on the same Talamot also. The Gemara says that you can be Yotza, if somebody forgets the same Talamot, I can be Yotza the same Talamot of the Shlech Tzibur. So, l'choy, again, you see that the same Talamot is like Yalav Yov, it's only Azkar, it's not part of the Nusach HaBrocha. If it would be seen that part of the Nusach HaBrocha, you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that somebody forgets a whole Brocha, he can't be Yotzer Shlech Tzibur. And if we see the same Talamoto, you can be Yotzer Shlech Tzibur, the Chor you see, it's not called part of the whole Brocha, it's called like only an Azkar Ba'alma. That's another Chor Raya, the Loika, this, what. I'm not sure it's a Reb Chaim in stencil, which people say it's not 100% authentic, but it's a Dabar Mekubal that he said it, that the same Talamot is a Chilek of Nusach HaTfilah. And I thought, there's one more ayah I've got, which is a little bit more complicated. This is like this. The halach is that what happens, it's if somebody forgot to daven the tefillah. Let's say he forgot to daven mincha, so he davens ma'ariv twice. Yeah, normal day, no, it's not sent out a motor, right? He has daven twice. The halach is, where tefillah, the first one is called tefillah chayva, and the second one is called tefillah tashlumin. That means he has to daven the first one, the halach is, it's a must, plus the first one he has to daven the shame tefillah chayva, that means the ma'ariv. He forgot mincha, so he's davening ma'ariv. I said the first one has to be kavod l'shem ma'ariv, and the second one is l'shem tashlumin of mincha. And what happens if he did the first one l'shem tashlumin of mincha, and the second one for chayva, he's not yoyis of the chayva, and he has to go. He's not yoyis of the tashlumin, and in the second one would be the chayva, and he'd have to say tashlumin again. Because it's a halacha, it's a must that the tefillah chayva has to be before the tefillah tashlumin. That's and it's ma'akib b'di'evet. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down. It says. Why? Because the halacha is ma'akir that when a person forgets the tefillah and he's got two tefillahs in front of him, chayva and tashlumin, he has to do the tefillahs chayva before the tefillahs tashlumin. Right. Now the shayla is like this. The mishmaruv is down. It's brought down, and Kveger brings down in Brachas. What happens? He said the first one, Lashem Chayva, and he forgot the same Talamotah. And then the second one, he said, did Davna Tashdubi now. Now, you see, if the first one he did, Lashem Chayva, he forgot the same Talamotah, he wasn't Yotzer. So do we say that he's not Yotzer, the whole Tefillah is not a Tefillah? And it's like you've davened the Tashdubi before the Chayva, because the Chayva was without the same Talamotah. So the Mishmaruv brings down from the Pre-Chadosh, not like that. That since Lemaisa he davened, and he bets me just forgot the same Talamata, I don't look at it, Kailu he hasn't davened. I look at it, bets me he's done the Tfilas Chayva, he's missing out on the same Talamata. Since he's missing out on the same Talamata, then it's good enough to be called the Chayva, and that you've done the Tashlumin after the Chayva. The Chori, you see, the Klal is always that Tfilas Chayva has been before Tfilas Tashlumin. Right, now Tfilas Chayva without the same Talamata, there's two ways of looking at it. According to Reb Chaim Lechur, we look at it, Tfilas Chayva without the same Talamata is nothing. It's killing you're missing your Tfilah, you're missing your Nusach HaBracha. And so if Lechur, according to Reb Chaim Sfar, that the same Talamata is a chelik of the Nusach HaTfilah, the halacha should be if somebody says a Tfilas Chayva without mentioning the same Talamata, it should be killing he hasn't damned at all, and therefore it'll come out the Tfilas Chayva before the Tfilas Tashem shouldn't be good. And the Prichodesh says, Allah is not like that. Whereas if a person says, Tfilas Chayva, without the same Talamata, and then afterwards, Tfilas Tashlumin, it's good. It's because I look at it that Kaili is damned on Tfilas Chayva, even though he's missing the same Talamata, and I said, damned again. No, he's not missing the whole Tfilas Chayva. Then again, you see this in Sodah, but Etzem, a Tfilah without the same Talamata is like a Tfilah without Yalav Yov. It's called a Tfilah. It's called a Tfilah, it's just you're missing the Askara of the same Talamata. Since the Bais, you've got the Tfilah of the Etzem Tfilah you've got, it's called his Davn Tfilas Chayva, he's missing the same Talamata, but it's enough that he's Davn Tfilas Chayva today to call it that the Tfilas Tashum Acha Tfilas Chayva.
Okay.